The formation team reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Welcome to the fifth episode of The Formation Team Reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. My name is Jonah Brandley, and I am your host for this season of the podcast. To all of our first-time guests, please listen to the first episode. That one will go over our idea for the podcast and what you can expect from the podcast going forward. To everyone else, welcome back. I'm glad y'all can make it. Without further ado, let us dive into Chapter 5, where we catch up with Edmund and Lucy in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. At the start of Chapter 5, Edmund and Lucy leave the wardrobe, and remembering that the four of them were playing hide-and-seek, went and found Peter and Susan. Lucy excitedly tells the older siblings that everything she was talking about earlier, about the Land of Narnia and Mr. Tumnus, was all true. This time, she knew that Edmund would back her up. Despite his own experiences with the White Witch, Edmund claimed that the two of them were just playing and pretending. Just for fun, of course. Once he said this, Lucy gave Edmund a disgusted look and ran out of the room in shock and sadness. Edmund begins to gloat with the older two, but Peter interrupts in anger and scolds him for being perfectly beastly to Lou ever since she started this nonsense about the wardrobe. Peter recognizes and calls out Edmund's mean spirit despite Edmund's attempts at defending himself, until Susan steps in and stops the potential fight. Once everyone settles down, they search for Lucy and find her tired at the end of a long cry. Despite being worse for wear, she sticks to her story and tells the rest of the siblings that she doesn't care what they do or who they tell about it. The next morning, Peter and Susan decide to go and talk to the professor about the situation. They explain the story of Lucy going into the wardrobe and finding Narnia, thinking there must be something wrong with her. The professor asked them, "How do you know that your sister's story is not true?" After a short pause, recovering from the shock of the professor's response, Susan responds that Edmund claimed that they were both pretending. Since logic would claim that Lucy's story is untrue, it would make sense for them to believe Edmund. However, all three agree that Lucy is an overall trustworthy person, much more so than Edmund, and the professor believes that it, indeed, could be possible for Lucy to be telling the truth. Peter is extremely doubtful and points that when he went to the wardrobe, he didn't experience Narnia. The professor explains that just because something isn't there the whole time, that doesn't mean it isn't real. Peter and Susan become frustrated with the professor, and, seeing their frustration, he advises them to both mind their own business. At the close of the chapter, a few days pass without any incident. One morning, the siblings wake up to find the professor is hosting a grand tour of the house, knowing they would get in trouble if they were to be a bother. Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy all try to stay away from the party. However, they hear the tour approaching and look for a place to hide. The closest spot is the wardrobe, so they all rush inside. The main part of the passage that needs to be focused on is not the relationship between the siblings. Rather, it is with the two eldest, Peter and Susan, and the professor. In this interaction, Peter and Susan share their concerns about Lucy and the tale that she repeatedly shares about Narnia. The professor's response, however, was an odd one. He gives three options. Lucy is either a liar, a lunatic, or she is telling the truth. Peter and Susan quickly come to the conclusion that, between Lucy and Edmund, Lucy is the much more credible candidate. Next, the professor dismisses the idea that Lucy is a lunatic. He says in the book that one has only to look at her and talk to her to see that she is not mad. The only option left is to admit that she is telling the truth, which the professor chooses, but the other two refuse to accept. This formulation that C.S. Lewis makes through the professor is one that he is rather famous for, and is a metaphor for the divinity of Christ. Lewis posits that when Jesus makes repeated claims in the New Testament that he is the Messiah, Jesus must be one of three things: a liar, lunatic, or Lord. Since Jesus was not known to be a liar, the rest of his claims have proven to be truthful, like the claim of rebuilding the temple after 3 days, have corresponded to its resurrection, and that a lunatic would not have gotten the following that he did in his day. He must have been telling the truth about his divinity. It is rather interesting, in my opinion, to see this trilemma be put in the context of the Chronicles of Narnia. Thank you all again for joining me for the 5th episode of The Formation Team Reads, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Before you leave, I'd like to ask you a few questions to discuss with your friends and family. Number 1. Has someone ever given you advice you were not prepared for? How did you react? Did you choose to take their advice or reject it? Number 2. What is your opinion on Jesus' claims of his divinity? Do you think that he is a liar, a lunatic, or is he Lord? Number 3. What are the implications in your life if you think that he is who he claims to be? This marks the end of the episode of The Formation Team Reads, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. At the end of this chapter, we saw the siblings take sanctuary in the wardrobe. Will they discover the land of Narnia? If so, how will Edmund react when the older two realize Lucy was right the whole time? Find out in the next episode of The Formation Team Reads, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.